Okay. Well, I'm not so crazy about that reading. I know some people may like it, but I do think that the seeking of God and is the path, not necessarily finding the God. Plus, I don't really like name calling of ourselves to ourselves. I don't like this glutton, egomaniac, smell bad, look bad. I do believe in the month of love here, that self-love is the path to recovery and healing. So I would like to share with you a passage from the Brown Book. Susan, can you give me that Brown Book right there? And it's in the appendix, this Brown Book. It's in the appendix. So let me share with you, this is more the path for me. It relates to holiness. Wholeness in this sense is related to holiness as well as to balance. A holy person is one whose mind, body, and spirit share an equality that was and is the intention and plan of God for all men. Such a person takes his or her place within the community with ease and grace, motivated by a deep and abiding sense of thanksgiving. Such individuals become more creative and constructive, not only with the family circle or community, but also in the arts and sciences. Their creative energies are not blocked by shame, guilt, self-pity, and hate, or by the facades of arrogance, aggressiveness, and uncaring attitudes. So, to qualify, I've been here in OA for about 10 years. If I'm around on May 7th, that'll be 11 years for me. Who knows? Who knows if I will be around on May 7th? Every time I leave the room, I think I'm never coming back for 10 years. And then here I am because I think, what do I get? What do I get from this place, these people, their stories? And I think what I get is an instruction book for life based on other people's experiences. I know for me, the reasons that I eat are boredom, anxiety. And so those are really the two big things: boredom, anxiety, fear. And so as to boredom, I have learned to live with boredom. I have learned to feel the feelings that run around inside my head like a hamster on a wheel. Just keeps running and running and running and running. I have taken contrary action by exercising that helps to slow down and tire the little hamster until he lays down so peaceful. I don't know if hamsters snore or not. That's always the goal, calm down the hamster. By engaging in the fellowship. And not necessarily speaking the 12-step talk. Sometimes just engaging in life. Like I was at a meeting the other day and I took some of my fellows around the block. I said, you got to come see this. And they trusted me and they jumped in my car and we went on a field trip. And it was
great.
great. I find that my life now is seeking out the smallest little joys, the teeniest, weeniest little joys. I always had a sense of disappointment in my life because I always imagined myself talking to Oprah on her couch and telling her how I did it all on my own. And yes, I am fabulous. And I am fabulous, but not in that way. I often thought I would make a pretty good public speaker. I did not really think that this would be my venue for public speaking, but this is where it is. This is where I can connect with people, and if I just F up in a big way, they just laugh. They just laugh because we have a connection of fellowship and friendship and common language. We fight our same demons, or sometimes we snuggle up with the demons one day to the next. So anxiety. I often had generalized anxiety when I was practicing law 10 years ago. I thought it would go away. I really thought, oh, I'm going to have all this time to, work on myself and do all the things I knew intellectually I was supposed to do. I never realized that that was from my need to compulsively overeat to resolve issues in my life that I didn't want to deal with. I don't really like reality. I really love fantasy. I can one of the friends in the program here sitting in front of me says he can deal with anything with a burrito in his hand, and I think I can too. Anything to calm me down, and a lot of people talk about sugar. Sugar calms me down, but nothing like bread or quantities of food. It could be quantities of any type of food that my stomach is so busy digesting. There's no more space in my brain for anxiety, boredom. And not only is the hamster asleep, so am I. And maybe I'm snoring too. I don't know. So what do I do nowadays? That reading that I read is something I read when I spoke at another group. I was asked to speak for another group, and I always try to go through some of the stuff just to find the thing to talk about, because this thing is big, You think it's like super easy, 12 steps, boom, 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 boom. But for me, the longer I work at it, the deeper it gets, the more layers of the onion I peel away, the more layers that appear, and then I have my fear that when I get to the center, there's nothing there. I peel away all the layers of the onion. And I did that. I've done that. I've looked and saw what is left when I peel away my ego, which was a big part of my life, and still, sometimes I seek out things to practice humility just because I have to remind myself that I have an ego as big as all outdoors and as fragile as a spider web. I was born in July of 1964. That means that I am a Leo born in the year of the dragon. And if that is not ego, I don't know what is. And I relish being in the sun of people telling me how wonderful I am. And I relish laying fire to anybody who breaks my fantasy world of being wonderful. If you haven't been on the end of it, God bless you. You're lucky, girl. You're lucky. I sometimes have to apologize because the lion and the dragon jump out of the cage, and I mean, sometimes. But all it takes is nice kitty. Nice kitty. Good kitty. Little ball of fur. Happy kitty. Sleepy kitty. Purr, purr, purr. If you know, you know, right? Okay, back to food. So I had a lot of physical recovery at the beginning. My plan that I practiced, I made up myself, but it's pretty close to what the plan of eating is in our books. One protein, one carb, one vegetable, one fruit for three meals. And I did pretty well with that. I lost like 70 pounds and then I maintained it. And then I think what happened, I maintained it for another year, is I added something in. Then I added another thing in. I didn't have any alcohol. I didn't have any sugar. I had low-cal bread. The lesson is that stay on the path if you find that works, when something works for you, because it is effing hard to get back on if you fall off the train. Because I have never been able to get back on. I still am maintaining a 30-pound weight loss from when I started 10 years ago, but I have put on weight in that 10 years. So, you know, whenever you listen to somebody share, sometimes you don't have the whole story, and I am trying to tell you my whole story, because if I just said, I am maintaining a 30-pound weight loss over 10 years, you'd say, woohoo, go girl, go girl. But the thing is, I was happiest when I had that 70-pound weight loss. And the thing that made me most happy is that I could buy clothes at Costco off the rack without trying them on. Oh, for those days of Costco clothes. I still have Costco clothes. My tights that I'm wearing are from Costco. God knows where this is from. This came from one of our things here that we have. This came from one of, is that you, Iris? Am I at 15?
Not yet. You still have 2 minutes and 20 seconds.
All right. Well, okay. Well, I got this from one of our things, our boutiques. That's right. All right. So if you had noticed earlier when I came on, I had my flowing hair down like a lion. I was bundled up in green. But now I have taken all my stuff off, put my hair up, because I am sweating up here. Everybody else in the room has jackets on. I wish I could take these tights and boots off so I could just be here in this. Maybe I will. No. So I could just. But I had cancer 6 years ago. I just got my notice that I am cancer free. Yay me! But I live to deal with cancer in here. And one of the side things from my cancer is that I take medication that makes me hot. It doesn't matter. It could be 50 degrees and I'm still sweating like crazy. And I never know when it's going to come on. And I hate to be uncomfortable. I hate it. That's why I dress in 50,000 layers and always keep a thing for my hair in my purse. Because one of the things that makes me want to eat too is a feeling of uncomfortableness. If my clothes are too tight, if I'm too hot, I just want to just like tear my skin off and be out of my body, because I can't deal with discomfort. I'm learning better to do it, but I still, if I have it in my ability. I like to just be comfortable. I remember one time I was in here and somebody told me, don't make it uncomfortable for the people who are bigger. Turn that AC on. But it 20 okay? And since I've been here for 10 years, the battle over the thermostat has been something always. Half the room is too hot, half the room is too cold. And I can get up and go outside and stand in the cool weather if I want to. I don't have to freeze out the anorexic folks and roast the people on the other side of the spectrum. I don't have to force my thing on somebody else. So I had something really amazing I was going to tell you, but it just slipped right out of my 60-year-old brain. So, I am thinking that that is all I have for you guys today. So thank you for bearing with me and my striptease and putting my hair up. I appreciate that. And I will now pass the baton to the next thing.